If you ask my next guest what's on your mind, you better take a seat, pack a lunch, make a day of it, because he'll have a lot to tell you. He is internationally known for his mental capabilities, his ability to, let's say, influence people, and how he can also see into the future as we get ready for a new year of 2019. He joins us to give us a preview as he sees it. He travels around the world doing performances, logging millions of air miles, probably knowing most pilots and flight attendants by their first name. He's written a series of books over the decades, which some of them also tune you into your own mental capabilities and potential as well. The amazing Kreskin, how are you today, sir?
Chris, I am very, very well, and it is now. Well, I mentioned it to you before, but the airline industry estimates I've flown, as of a year and a half ago, 3.5 million miles. So, but I'll tell you, who would have dreamt, Chris? Who would have ever? And I didn't predict this. Who in the world would have ever dreamt, as they announced a few weeks ago, and they tell me that on one network news show, the whoever the newscaster was says, folks, you're going to find this hard to believe, so even a preface it that way. Do you know that now in like four or five of the airlines, the bathrooms are going to be tinier, smaller than they were before? So, and behind the scenes, it doesn't take any intellect to figure this out. But the real reason is that I am told, and not by anybody except those that work in the airlines, that they figured out that a smaller bathroom adds 5 or 6 more seats to the plane. Can you believe that, Chris? Jesus.
I've been surprised they haven't charged for using the bathroom. They charge for everything else on the plane.
You know, that is a great line. That is a great – oh, by the way, now they're charging for carrying on an attaché case, some of the airlines. Carrying on. Oh, and also, because I travel all the time, and also your fourth bag on some of the airlines is going to be $130-some.
It's actually cheaper in some cases if you give all your baggage to UPS, ship it to where you're going to go, and go without bags.
Yeah. See, I can't do this because I'm performing sometime in different cities every, a couple of days, but I don't know, for the average person, this is an expensive scenario. It's kind of sad to see how our culture is changing this. I'm not saying that it's one of greed. It's just one of wanting to make money, as much money as we can take, By the way, I get a kick out of, I guess, what is it, marijuana? Is that going to be legal here in New Jersey?
It's looking that way. It's looking that way before the end of 2019, probably.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it, because already the surveys show that in the states in which that's the case, it's been about a 9 or 10% increase of auto accidents. But I think on the plus side, I guess the feeling is the politicians, there's auto accidents, but at least there's more money coming into, our state legislature and so forth. They gave a raise, by the way, to the New Jersey legislature. Read about it. I forget how many millions of dollars, $30,000, $30,000 pay raise. So they're now 100-some thousand. Many of them are under our new governor. I always, by the way, did you know, Chris, that it's been on the front pages of the Ledger a number of times, that the most congested state now in the entire country is New Jersey?
This is true. That's mainly because of all the tractor trailers turning over.
That's a great way. And there was a lot of. I remember a few years ago when the TV series dealt with the mafia. Oh, it was so popular. I can't think.
The Sopranos.
Surprise! They were there was some, and I'm my family on my mother's side is from Sicily. My grandmother was a chef in Sicily and cooked for royalty. So you can imagine, after church on Sundays, the meals we had with 14 or 16 of us around the table. But there was that annoyance by some groups that they shouldn't have had the mafia in New Jersey. It's not that we know, and this, I'm Italian, but we know that the mafia is Italian, and they did settle in New Jersey. And basically, the reason they're in New Jersey now, the mafia, is to train the politicians. I really think that's the source. And by the way, in spite of what I've said on talk shows and everything else, I have nothing against politicians. I just wish that most of them had been in the Titanic, but that's a whole other story. Listen, I got something to tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
Chris, that I am very, Very excited. And forgive me about the time lapse and everything, but it's that time of the year. I got a book coming out, by the way, my 21st book, probably by February, and we should talk about it because that's my, and these are not fiction books because I'm traveling so much. I'm writing about experiences I have around the world. But what I want to thank everybody in New Jersey and, nearby states and all over the United States, actually in England, the people who are thousands who have sent me messages. I can't respond to your messages because of the numbers, but I do read everything sent me. And thank you for your excitement because a week and a half ago, it's been announced internationally that a new motion picture has begun production, and it's on the life of yours truly. So to have a biographical full-length motion picture, it's been being written by Patrick Coppola, but it's pretty exciting, I'll tell you, Chris.
Well, it's certainly an honor, too. Now, how much of a role do you have? Because I've talked with authors over the years, and they've had their books optioned for movies, and as soon as they sign the contract, get the check, they're told, okay, go over, sit in the corner, don't bother us.
Well, this is not based on any book. This is a biography, my life biography, and Coppola's researching it. I get a kick out of it. No, it's not any book. I mean, of course, he's read all the books that I've, not every book, but a lot of the books I've written, but been interviewed at some length, and what they want to do, everybody's asking me, and people have suggested that who's to play me, and I can't suggest anything because that I don't feel I have any right. They know better than I do, but it's intriguing because they're going to have also someone playing me as a young man because I was performing since I was about 12 and a half years old, getting big money done. I was getting $5 a show.
Wow.
I tell people and anyone who want to go into show business, if you're looking for a minimum wage, get your ass out of show business. You may have to work for nothing. And if you expect a minimum wage, then definitely stay away because you'll never, never, never make it. Bob Hope said to me all through the years, he said, Kreskin, that is the best. He said, that's the best advice I've ever heard, the most honest advice ever given anybody in show business, because I've done over 1,000 university shows in this country, in Canada, and sometimes I have a Q&A with groups that want to go into television and show business, what have you, and it comes up, and this is what I usually will say to a person who wants to be, whether they're going to be in music or broadcasting or anything else, what have you, if they want to get into some form of communications or show business, first of all, they have to be talented. They have to have a certain, definite certain talent. They have to take advantage of every opportunity that can come beset them. Beware of moving if they have to, and doing whatever is necessary. And they may have to work for nothing at times, and they have to have a bit of luck, no question about it. If all these things are in place, good chances, good luck, opportunities, taking advantage of moving on, then they have a minuscule remote chance on the face of the earth of ever making it in show business. And Bob Hope said to me, that's the most honest thing. And you know, as we've discussed, everybody in show business says, the people who want to go in the business, that remark doesn't faze them. They know that's the truth. But the ones that want to make it will bust their asses much of their life. You know what I mean when I say this.
Well, it's called passion.
That's right. It's a passion for the business, and it's a great business, and I meet people who've worked not in big theaters and so forth, but still the rest of their life, because you said it all, it's their passion. But I always got a kick out of Hope. He says, nobody's ever said it as crisp and honestly as you have. But you know, I've been very blessed. I mean, the movie thing, it was not something we sought. They came to me, the production people came, and I want to tell you something. Talk about an enthusiast. Do you have any suggestions of who you think? Because I'm making a list of, you know who's been, I got to tell you something, of the various interviews, I didn't ask for suggestions. People said, you know who should play you and so forth, but now it's coming up, and I thought, I'll see what people say. A lot of people have mentioned George Clooney. Now, he's a great actor and so forth. I don't know, but I think it's intriguing, you know?
I think his voice cadence and style sounds compares with yours. I'm thinking physical appearance. especially in your younger days and like from the 60s into the 70s, sure. Tom Cruise has a physical appearance similar to you in that stage of your life.
Yeah, one person had mentioned Cruise. That's very interesting, but it's exciting, and it's and I'm very excited about the excitement. The crazy thing is, Chris, and this is just a parenthetical thing, but a month before these people came to me, there were a couple that run a company in Hollywood came to my home with the same idea. And then a few weeks after I signed the contract on this one, another company came to me. So three different companies, and kind of that's it. But the one that we're going with now, I think, is going to be the one. You know, Chris, I hope you understand, because of the crazy schedule I have, that I'd like to continue this maybe right after the first of the year. We can spend more time, maybe 20 minutes or so. And I just got to go on because of the crazy schedule I have. And I have not been taking up drinking, but Chris, by the way, folks, doesn't want me to tell you this. He's encouraged I should consider it. No, I'm only joking, Chris.
It's only because I want company at the bar.
You know, Chris, I'll tell you, if in this day and age, with what's going on in broadcasting and the media and everything, if we can't laugh at ourselves, we're in damn trouble. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of laughing, I'm going to plug these in just before we go. On January 12th, Kristen's going to be at Lucy's Laugh Lounge in Pleasantville, New York. On the 20th, if you're listening on the stream in Florida, at the Raz Room in Boca Raton.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Find
that's
more info at AmazingKreskin.com and find his books as well as running commentary. Learn more about how you can get a greeting from Kreskin with an app that he's a part of now. There's a lot in the world of Kreskin. And just real fast before you go, what's the most outstanding thing you see for 2019?
Well, I want to tell you the thing that has gotten me. It's not an incident or what have you. It's gotten me tremendous communications. In fact, there's now some serious writings about it. And you parents, listen to me. Listen to me, folks, because teachers can't talk. Sit down and talk to them. I predict you're going to see, already starting now, and this year, in the coming year, young people in their late teens and college students dating less and less and less. Now, dating is part of our growing up. It's all been a passionate part of our lives for centuries. The reason being, because all the accusations, and I'm against sexual abuse, of course, I'm against that. It's a crime. But all the accusations have been flourishing all over the place. And lawyers with people that have remembered 23 years ago they were molested. Chris, by the way, there are going to be people in a few years that will remember a bad experience 103 years ago. But seriously, young people are becoming very nervous when they meet and they think in terms of dating. And you're finding more of them are going to events where there's noise, a lot of musical going on, and all kinds of crazy excitement in the bar, the whatever it is, but less and less serious dating. And it's becoming serious because the inevitable thing that's going to be hitting them, and psychologists say they feel it could be as much as 30%, is a feeling of loneliness. Our culture is changing, Chris, and we got to figure out how way of getting it back.
Amazing.
That's all I'm going to say, right, Chris. I keep up good work. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a great New Year's. And as I said in the past to you, I'm not going to say goodbye, but in the spirit of broadcasting, let's just say to be continued. Okay, Chris.
We'll talk in February when your book comes out. Amazing Kreskin. Merry Christmas and thanks for being here.
That I foresee, Chris. Happy New Year, Chris. Happy New Year.